必差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说，我在这里，请差遣我。
Also heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then I said, Here am I, send me.
这是圣经里头一个非常有名的意象。
This is a very famous vision.
那个时候外面的环境不是好的环境。
At that time, the outward circumstances were not the best.
因为乌斯亚王他死了。
Because King Uzziah had died.
一个王死了，宝座就是空的。
When a king dies, the throne remains empty.
一个国家没有王是个危险的事情。
When a nation does not have a king, it is a dangerous situation.
但感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
在这个危险的时候，以赛亚看见原来宝座上不是空的。
That Isaiah saw that during this dangerous time that the throne was not empty.
因为他看见主坐在高高的宝座上。
For he saw the Lord sitting seated high on the throne.
然后他就听到神在天上说了一句话。
And then he heard a sentence from the Lord.
就是刚才我们读这一段。
It is what we have just read.
他听见主在这里说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
He heard the Lord saying, Whom shall I send?
然后以赛亚就答应说，我在这里，请差遣我。
And so Isaiah responded, Here I am, send me.
然后我们再看一个地方，是罗马书十二章。
Let's take a look at Romans chapter
12. 也是我们非常熟的一段，我们第一节跟第二节。
And we will look at verses 1 to 2.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只有心意更新变化，叫你们察验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable serviceAnd do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
我在主面前今天要跟大家交通一个你们很熟的题目。
Today I would like to share a very familiar topic with you before the Lord.
是我们过一个活祭的生活。
It is how we can live a life of a living sacrifice.
我们刚才读以赛亚书。
We have just read the book of Isaiah.
我不知道你读的时候有什么感觉。
I don't know what response you have after reading that.
如果你真的慢慢来思想这段经文的时候，
If you slowly meditate on this passage,
你就发觉神在宝座上好像在这里叹息。
You will discover that it seems that the Lord is sighing on his throne.
他说，现在有很多事情需要做。
He is saying there's so much that needs to be done.
有神的心意要达成的，好像现在不能够做出来了。
And what is in His will, it seems as if presently it cannot be fulfilled.
所以神说，现在我到底有谁，我可以差遣他去呢？
And so the Lord says, Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?
你知道，在神来说，本来如果他要做的事情，不是很简单吗？
And isn't it to the Lord that if you were to do something, it would be very easy for him?
你有没有想过，神做个事情，在他来说，难道还有事情是神做不来的？
And you would think, well, is there anything that is too hard for our Lord?
我们不要把我们神看得太小了。
Let us not look at the Lord as if he's very small.
我们神很伟大。
He is great.
万物，所有宇宙都是他做的。
All the things in the universe was created by him.
人类所有的历史都掌握在神的手里。
The history of mankind is within the Lord's hands.
难道在对神来说，神还需要叹息说，现在有些事情是神做不来的吗？
Yet why would the Lord be sighing and say there's something that cannot be done?
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
我们如果想的话，你就知道。
If you think about this, you will know.
原来神做这个事情需要有一个条件。
That when the Lord accomplishes something, there is a condition.
他需要有个人来配合他。
He requires someone to be his partner.
神是能够等的。
He is able to wait.
如果神等不到这个人的话，
If the Lord can unable to find this person,
他宁愿等。
He would rather wait.
他要一直等到有些人答应神的招呼。
He would rather wait until someone answers his call.
然后神就借着这个人把这个事情做出来。
And so that the Lord through this person would accomplish his purpose.
我每次早上我预备讲台的时候，
And every time when I come to prepare a message,
尤其是第一堂，
especially the first message,
那跟第二堂是完全不同的。
It's completely different from the second message.
因为我每一次准备的时候，我总是想到每一个可爱的年轻人。
Because every time I prepare, I think about every lovely young person.
我心里头有个感觉，
that within my heart, I have this feeling.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们每个人都想到自己有什么需要。
Every one of us knows our needs within.
不是说你们年轻才这样，我们年纪大的还是一样。
Not to say that only young people feel this way, but older people as well.
每一个人，我们只想到我们要什么。
Every one of us knows what we desire.
然后我们在神面前，你是求说，神啊，我有很多的需要，你来满足我吧。
And so before the Lord, we say, Lord, we have so many needs, please fulfill them.
你想想你自己的祷告是不是这样？
And when you think of your own prayers, is it such a thing?
我们每次来到神面前，我们所求的都是神啊，我有这个需要，有那个需要。
And so every time when we come before the Lord, we say, Lord, we have such a need and such a need.
我们就好像看见神在宝座上。
And as if we see that the Lord is on the throne.
神在这里叹息。
He is sighing.
他说，孩子啊。
He's saying, children.
我有很多的事情需要你跟我一起来做的。
There are so many things I want you to accomplish with me together.
我有很多事情，如果你不在这里参与，这个事情就不能做了。
And there are a lot of things that if you do not come to work with me, it cannot be done.
你为什么不知道呢？
Why do you not know?
所以神在说，现在我可以差遣谁呢？谁可能为我们去呢？
And so the Lord says, Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters.
我们信主多年了。
How many years have we received the Lord?
我们在主的路上也走了那么一段。
And we have walked on this path.
我要把这个很简单但是也很深的事情告诉各位。
And I will tell you a very simple yet very difficult thing to brothers and sisters.
我们基督徒一定能够明白一个事情。
There's one thing that we Christians need to understand.
我们要知道神在这里有什么需要。
We need to understand what are the needs of our God.
你要知道今天在地上有很多的活动。
And you'll see that there are many activities in this world.
甚至说有很多所谓宗教的活动。
You can even say that there are a lot of religious activities.
从一个角度来说。
And from a perspective.
都是做一些关于神的事情。
That they're all doing activities that are related to God.
但我如果我们深入的去问。
But if we ask deeply.
到底是不是神所要的？
Is this what God really wants?
是不是神在今天要在这地上要显明的工作？
Is this the work that God wants to show forth?
我们来了这里聚会，有很多你们是从这个教会里头长大的。
And we know that many of you sitting down here today have grown up here.
我记得有些弟兄姊妹，我最开始看你还是小小的一个。
And I still remember when I saw you, you were very young.
那现在你们长大了。
But presently, you're all grown up.
有的已经大学毕业了。
And some of you have graduated from university.
我不要每一个拿出来说。
I don't need to mention every person.
你也看了，我们彼此都认识哈。
And so we know each other.
我现在问，你来这个教会聚会那么多长一段时间。
I want to ask that since you have come to the church for so long,
神在这个聚会地方，神要做什么事呢？
What is it that God wants to do within this assembly?
难道我们只是每个礼拜来聚聚会？
And is it just that we come to the meetings every week?
我们每个礼拜五来一次。
Or I come every Friday?
然后每个星期天我也来一次。
And every Sunday I come once?
我感谢主，有些年轻人是不错，每个礼拜也来了。
And we thank the Lord that some young people come even on Tuesdays.
到底在这个神的家里头有什么需要？
So within the Lord's house, what are the needs?
然后有哪一份是你应该摆上的？
And what is it that you should be doing?
我们发觉在北美跟世界各地现在都是这样。
And we discover that in North America or internationally, it's such a condition.
每个人都为自己而活。
Everyone is living for themselves.
每个人过生活都想到自己，想到自己。
Everyone, when they live, they think about themselves.
但我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But my dear brothers and sisters.
我们如果基督徒要往前去的话。
If we as Christians are to move ahead.
我们要学会一个事情。
We need to learn one thing.
我们能够看见神在宝座上，神要什么。
It is to be able to see God on the throne and what He requires.
在这个世代里面，神要做个什么样的工作？
And that in such a generation, what sort of work does our Lord want to accomplish?
神在你身上有什么计划？
What plan does the Lord have for you?
你知道我们每一个人都是很特别的一个人。
And so each of us is a unique person.
虽然有的时候你不说出来，但你感觉你应该是特别的。
Even though you do not say it, yet you should realize that you are unique.
你知道我们每个人都不同。
Each of us are different.
对吗？
Is that not true?
其实很奇怪哈。
It's very strange, isn't it?
其实我们每个人只有两个眼睛，一个鼻，一个鼻子，一个口。
Well, all of us have two eyes, a nose, and a mouth.
那只摆在那么小小一个脸上。
You put it in such a small face.
那不是很大哦，很小一个脸。
Just a small face.
怎么这个这才是五个东西放在一起，这么没有一样的。
And so, isn't it strange that just these five small things when you put it together, it's so different for everybody?
他们每个人都不同。
Everyone is different.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们其实每一个人都是神特别选出来
In fact, each of us is especially chosen by our God.
圣经怎么说
What does the Bible say?
我们是被拣选的族类
It says we are God's chosen people.
每一个基督徒
Each Christian.
每一个人
Each person.
我要你听得清楚
I want you to listen carefully.
你不是跟普通人一样
You are not the same as ordinary people.
神把我们救回来
That God saved you.
对我们每个人有他特别特别的意思
That there is a special purpose for each of us.
你知道神就好像很伟大的工程师
It's as if God is a great engineer.
他在这里建一个漂亮的房子
That he is creating this beautiful house.
你知道今天如果你建房子，你知道建房子的事情，你就知道了。
And if you know a little bit about construction, you will understand.
如果你要为你自己做一个非常特别的房子
，If you want to build a very special house for yourself,
那每一个东西都要特别定造的。
Then everything you have to especially order ahead.
你听懂我意思吗
？Do you understand?
我记得我好多好多年前在这里要建一个房子。
I remember many years ago I wanted to build a house here.
我刚搬到这里来。
And so I just moved here.
然后我就跑去跟那些建房子的人说了。
So I asked different people who were in construction.
他说，郭先生。
They said, Mr. Kwok.
我这里有很多图。
I have many drawings here.
这些图呢都是印好的。
All these drawings have been copied.
如果你用这些图呢就很便宜。
And if you were to take this drawing, it would be very, very easy for you.
因为住在电脑里头。
Because it's just in the computer.
你要选一二三四，你要选哪一个，我就给你印出来。
And whatever you want, I can just print it out for you.
然后你拿这个图就去建房子就可以了。
And when you take these blueprints, you can go and build your house.
其实很便宜的。
It's very cheap.
但问题就是有一点问题。
But there is a problem.
你会发觉呢，到处的房子看起来都差不多。
And the problem was every room looked the same.
因为都是同一个图出来的。
Because it's the same blueprint.
那我想我才不要这样的房子。
So I thought, well, I don't want such a house.
那如果不要这样的房子也可以。
Now, if I don't want such a basic house, I could pick a different one.
那你就请一个建筑师来了。
Then you have to ask an architect to come.
他这建筑师来了，他就不照着那个已经画的图，他一个一图重新来给你画。
And so the architect will begin from scratch to draw the blueprints for you.
然后画了以后再给你看。
And afterwards, he would show you.
哎呀，我看了以后呢，发觉哎这里有点问题要改。
And so after I looked at it, I discovered there's a problem here.
然后这里有问题要改一点。
And so this needs to be changed a little.
那个建筑师就说了。
And so the architect said.
他说如果你这样改啊。
If you change it such a way.
那你要这个你要定做这个玻璃。
Then you need to special order this glass.
然后你要定做这个门。
Or this door.
他说凡是说到定造的。
Anything that you need to pre-order. It's very expensive.
如果每个事情是你定做的话, 这是表示说别人没有, 只是你有。
Because anything that you pre-ordered, it's other people won't have, but only you.
弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
神在宇宙里面做一个最伟大的建筑,
God has built this wonderful universe.
你们每一个人神救回来,
and every person that he has saved here.
我们知道神救回来不是随随便便,
and we know that God did not casually save us.
神要在他荣耀计划里头, 每一个人都为你准备了怎么的一份。
He wants to, in his glorious purpose, prepare a portion for each of you.
原谅我说, 我们每个人都是神 custom made.
Forgive me for saying, but each of us are custom made by God.
神要在他特别计划里头有这一份放在里面。
And God, in His special plan, wants to place this portion in this person.
然后，当神在这里做的时候， 神荣耀的旨意就能够成全起来。
And so when God does such a thing, His glorious purpose, His eternal purpose can be done.
所以如果当你放弃的话，
so if you were to give up,
如果你不愿意跟神合作的话，
if you're unwilling to be God's partner,
你不愿意给神照着他心意来把你做出来的话，
and if you do not allow God's will to be done through you,
你就会发觉原来神要做成这个工就缺了那么一点。
And you'll discover that the work that the Lord's supposed to be doing is lacking.
其实好像看说起来很简单。
It looks like it's very simple.
但你知道对神来说这是何等大的事情。
But yet to the Lord it's such a great thing.
神又从来不强迫我们。
God never forces us.
啊，其实很要命的时候。
This is a very contradictory thing.
你要知道, 如果神不顾一切, 哎呀, 不管你了, 我要这样做, 我就, 他就来了。
And if God says, oh, I don't care about you guys, I'm just going to come.
我也不管你的感觉怎么样。
I don't care how you feel.
我也不管你要选择什么。
I don't care what you pick.
反正我要做这个事情, 我就不顾一切就做了。
And so whatever I want to do, I'm going to do it.
神可不可以这样做?
Can God be such a God?
他可以做这个事情,
he can.
但神从来不勉强我们,
but yet the Lord never forces us.
神要我们一直等啊,
he wants us to wait.
他要等到我们的心能够知道神所要的,
he waits until our hearts recognize what he wants.
然后我们答应他,
and then we respond to him.
我不常做运动,
I don't do exercise very often.
不偶尔会做一点运动,
but sometimes I will do it.
虽然医生告诉我要多做运动,
even though the doctor tells me to exercise more often.
弟兄姊妹爱我的也说你应该多做运动,
and then brothers and sisters who love me tell me that I ought to do more exercise.
所以我也做一点运动,
and so I do some exercise.
我说运动的时候认识一个人,
and so when I was exercising, I met a person.
这个人比我老了,
this person is older than I am.
他已经来温哥华退休了,
and he is retiring in Vancouver.
他大概也跟我差不多, 我不是我退休啊, 他也跟我差不多, 医生叫他做运动, 他也来做运动。
He's similar to me, not that I'm retired, but that the doctor has recommended him to exercise.
然后我们两个就聊了。
And so the two of us were talking.
然后我们不是很熟,
and no, we're not very familiar with each other.
但因为都是香港来的, 所以就讲得比较容易。
But because both of us are from Hong Kong, so it's easy to talk to him.
我记得前年吧,
I think that about a year before this year,
他跟我说,
he said to me,
他说以后你就再看不见我来做运动了。
From now on, you won't see me coming to exercise.
我说为什么?
I said, why?
他说我要到北京去。
He says, I need to go to Beijing.
我说你年纪不轻了。
Well, you're not very young anymore.
你还到北京干什么?
Why are you going to Beijing?
他说我要去北京因为有一个位置围着我。
I need to go to Beijing because there is a position for me.
因为你还知道明年是奥运会吗? 2008年是奥运会。
You know that next year it is going to be the Summer Olympics in Beijing.
在北京他们说有一个位置是叫我去帮忙去筹备这个奥运会。
And so there is this position where they're asking me to prepare and to help out with the Olympics.
他说你知道一个人一生都没有这样的机会。
And he said that in my whole life I've never had such an experience.
很多人希望这个机会都不可能。
A lot of people who want this experience cannot have it.
你看我现在年纪也大了。
So you can see I am rather old now.
哎呀，我情愿在我人生有节目一段，我能够参与这个奥运会。
And so in my life, I would love to participate in the Olympics.
所以我要到北京去。
So I want to go to Beijing.
我要去帮忙来做这个奥运会。
So I want to help out in the Olympics.
然后当然到现在我再没有看过他，他真的回北京去。
And so since then, I've never seen him. I think he has gone back to Beijing.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这个地上四年已经有一次的运动会
and so every 4 years there is such an Olympics.
他还看着那么的重要
and he can see it as being so important.
他感觉说他不顾一切他要离开这里要去参与这个伟大的事情
that he is willing to forego everything to attend the Olympics.
其实真的这样伟大吗
is it such a great thing?
你想想看，一个四年一次的奥运会，能够跟神永远的计划能够有比较吗
？Can you compare the Olympics, which happens every 4 years, to the glorious purpose of God?
不能比的。
You cannot compare.
但对他来说，真是太重要了。
But to him, it is too important.
年轻弟兄姊妹
，Young brothers and sisters，
你要找好工作，当然是需要的。
It is your need that you find a good job.
一个很大的公司聘你好不好当然好啊
and if a great firm hires you isn't it a good thing of course it is
有很多年轻人大学毕业以后希望能够进一个最大的公司
and so a lot of young people when they graduate they desire to go into a great firm
好像我女儿她快毕业了
just like my daughter who is about to graduate
她常问我说爸爸我要到哪里去工作
she often asks me dad where should I be working
那我当然给她说你去找个大的公司
and I tell her well you find a big corporation
因为哪里你才能够学到多一点东西
then you can learn more things
在那边你才有好的前途
and you have a better future
那我跟她讲很多分析我做几个爸爸都会这样
so I gave her many reasons and as a father I would do such a thing but yet brothers and sisters
对神这个伟大的工作来说
to God's great plan
在地上没有公司更大了
there is no firm larger than what God has
没有一个的位职位比这个更高贵了
there is no position more precious
你到底要做什么
What do you want to do?
我不是说弟兄姊妹，现在你什么不做，你就逃出来做传道，不是这样。
I'm not telling you, brothers and sisters, that you don't do anything and become a missionary.
所以我说才读到刚才的罗马书十二章。
So when I just read Romans chapter 12,
我们怎么来服侍神
？So how do we serve our God?
我们服侍神，叫神满足，是怎么样一个生活
？To allow the Lord's heart to be content, how can we do this?
其实就是罗马书上里面我们很熟的说我们过一个活祭的生活
and so in Romans it tells us we need to be living sacrifices
不在于你做外面做了多少的事情
it's not how much you do on the outside
那重要的是什么
the important thing is what
你有没有顺服主活在主的跟前
have you submitted and obeyed the Lord before him
这段经文我们很熟
This is a very familiar passage.
但重要不是你头脑，你都不是放在这里。
Yet more importantly, that you do not place it in your head.
就是到底你要多少的生活
？How much life do you have？
你知道年轻人都喜欢追求这个头脑的知识。
And we know that many young people desire to pursue knowledge.
我个人是同意的。
And same with me.
我鼓励你们多看书。
I agree that you read more books.
我鼓励你们对这个很多关于圣经的事情，你应该多知道一点。
And I agree that you should know more about the Word of God.
但这个不能代替一个的知道。
But yet, this does not replace this knowing.
你要知道你属于谁的。
You need to realize that you belong to God.
你的时间属于他的。
Your time belongs to him.
你的身体属于他的。
Your body belongs to him.
你一切都是属于他的。
Everything you own belongs to him.
如果你不知道这个。
If you do not know this.
你不抓住这一个。
If you do not grab onto this.
你有更多头脑的知识不能够帮助你。
Even if you have much intellect, it cannot help you.
你慢慢这个路会越来越走越来越远了。
And this pathway, you will wander further and further away.
你知道你时间是在主的手里吗
？Do you realize that your time is in God's hands？
神把时间量给我们。
And God measures time for us。
你一天怎么过生活?
How do you live your life each day?
你的时间怎么分配?
How do you apportion your time?
你要去这个地方到哪个地方?
You will go to this place or that place.
你有没有在神面前说, 神不是属于我的, 我要听你来安排?
Have you ever said, it's not up to me, Lord, I want to listen to your will?
你有没有这样的生活?
Have you had such a life?
你知道一个基督徒他属灵的生活从哪里开始吗
Francis, do you know that a person's spiritual life, where does it begin?
这是从你奉献的生活开始的
It begins with you and your life of consecration.
不从这里开始
It doesn't start from your head.
不是从你知道多少开始
It is not about how much you know.
是从你有多少愿意把自己交给主奉献给主来开始
It is about how much you're willing to consecrate and to give to the Lord
你有没有愿意说主如果是你要的话
Are you willing to say Lord if this is what you want
我愿意给你
I'm willing to give it to you
说到罗马十二章
So when we look at Romans chapter 12,
那里说到活祭,
it talks about living sacrifice.
是活的,
it is living.
但也是一个献祭,
but yet it is a sacrifice.
在旧约的时候,
In the Old Testament,
如果你要献祭, 等于死了,
if you were to sacrifice, it meant death.
如果你不杀了它, 它怎么能够献上呢?
If you cannot kill it, how can it be offered up?
但新约不同
But yet the New Testament is different.
主耶稣在地上怎么说
When the Lord Jesus was on the earth, what did he say?
他说我来了你把身体给我
He said that a body you have prepared for me.
希伯来书第十章
Hebrews chapter 10.
我来是要遵着你的旨意行
I have come to do your will, O my God.
原来神把身体给我们是要我们遵行神的旨意
When God gives us a body, it is for us to fulfill His will.
我不知道你有没有听这句话听清楚啊。
I do not know if you've listened carefully to this sentence.
神把身体给我们。
God gives us a body.
我们有眼睛。
We have eyes.
我们有手。
We have hands.
我们有脚。
We have feet.
我们有耳朵能听。
We have ears that can listen.
主说你把这个身体，神啊，你把身体给我。
The Lord says, you have given me this body.
是为了照着你旨意才有身体的。
It is to do your will that I have such a body.
你知道如果我是主耶稣
Do you realize that if I was Jesus?
那不可能但我说如果我是
Of course that's not possible, but I'm just saying if I was.
我可以跟神说神啊你不要太麻烦
Then I will say to God, oh, you don't have to be troubling yourself.
我可以一生下来我就马上献上
I can just come out born and then I could just do whatever.
然后我就给就流血就被就死了那不是解决了吗
And then I just shed my blood and die and then it's all done
为什么还有这么一段的生活
Why must I go through this period in my life?
因为希伯来书说神可以主耶稣可以把永远的灵一次献上那就解决了
Because in Hebrews the Lord Jesus could have committed his eternal spirit and it would be done
为什么有一段33年的时间
Why is this why is there a period of 33 years?
然后又经过人生那么多的阶段
and that he had to go through so many stages of his life
为什么
why?
原来主耶稣说一句话
because the Lord Jesus says one thing
这个身体神给我是跟神的旨意发生关系
that this body which God has given to me is related to his will
哦，就好像深了一点了我讲一些钱的
so let me talk about something more simple
叫你们暂时不睡觉
so that you will not fall asleep
快要睡了
many are almost sleeping
你看我啊你知道我是一个喜欢吃东西的人
when you look at me you'll recognize that I love to eat
那因为我喜欢吃东西呢所以有时候呢我就看一些杂志啊看看人家吃东西虽然我不能去吃啊但看看人家怎么吃也好的
And so sometimes I look at magazines and see how people eat and because I can't go and eat so I like to look at it
因为很多好吃的你不可能都去吃嘛所以你看看人家怎么吃的感觉自己也去吃了
Because a lot of good things that I want to eat, I can't. So it's just nice to look at them eating, and so I can feel like I'm part of it. And so I saw a person who wrote an article. And this person said that one time he ate this fish. And this fish was very special. I've never seen it before. It was very big. And so five people finished eating the fish.
然后呢,
and so he wrote this fabulous article about how the fish was so great.
然后呢,
and so finally he wrote a sentence.
他说这个鱼啊, 能够给我吃啊, 它是不枉此生啊。
I can't translate that.
他说如果鱼啊, 能够给我吃啊, 这个鱼就没有白活了。
Oh, if this fish was to be given to me to eat, then he has not lived in vain.
我不知道你懂不懂这句话?
I don't know if you understand that.
这个人说, 原来这个鱼啊, 生存是给我吃的, 现在我能够吃到它, 这个鱼是有福的。
So he said that this fish, when it was born, it was meant for me to eat, so then because I've eaten it, that it is blessed.
哎呀, 这好像不太对哦, 我看的时候。
So I thought this is kind of weird.
不过对于这个人来说,
so, but to this person,
他发觉原来这个鱼存在最大的意义是给人家吃的。
He discovered that the greatest purpose of a fish's existence is for people to eat them.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你要知道在以色列那么多牛跟羊当中,
among all the Israelites' cattle and goats,
它存在最高点是什么时候呢?
And so, what is their main purpose or highest point of living? It is when they are being offered as a sacrifice.
或许我们从来没有想过。
Perhaps we've never thought about that.
因为我们想到献祭是痛苦的事情。
Because when we think about offering, it's such a painful thing.
因为献祭是个非常流血，是一个非常难过的事情。
Because a sacrifice is about shedding blood. It's a very terrible thing.
如果我们好好来想的话。
But if we were really to think deeply about this,
一只羊不是每只羊都可以献祭啊。
It's not that every sheep can be offered.
要最好的羊。
It has to be the best lamb.
没有任何玷污，没有任何的毛病，才可以放在祭坛上。
Without blemish, spot, or disease, can it be put onto the altar?
原谅我说。
Forgive me for saying.
这个羊啊，你不杀它，它早晚也是给杀的。
Because if you don't kill this sheep, it will be killed anyways.
总之，反正有不管有什么原因，它总是要死的。
For whatever reason, it will die one day.
所以如果这个羊,这个牛,它能够有知觉的话,
so if it for this cattle or the sheep to have a value,
有知觉,它懂的话,
if they were to understand,
它一定知道,
then he will know,
它存在的最高一个点,就是它给放在祭坛上的时候,
that the climax of their life is to be placed on the altar.
是悲伤没错。 是被杀没错,
of course he will be killed.
是流血没错,
and of course he will be shedding blood.
但如果他能够被放在祭坛上的话,
but if it were to be placed on the altar,
这个羊就不枉此生了,
this sheep has not lived in vain.
它有存在的意思了,
he has an existing value.
你有没有想过?
Have you ever thought about this?
我们可怜这只羊哦,
of course, we feel sorry for the sheep.
哎呦,羊啊,羊啊,你太可怜哦。
Oh, you poor little sheep.
哎呦,你要被杀哦。
Oh, you have to be killed.
你要血要流出来哦。
And you have to shed your blood.
然后要皮要剥下来。
And your skin has to be, well, yeah, the sheep will be skinned.
然后又放在坛上给火烧了,烧了。
And you have to be burned on the altar.
好可怜。
It is very sad.
但你有没有想过?
But you have not thought about,
对羊来说,
to the sheep,
它最高的就是这个时候,
his climax of his life is at that point.
我们的主呢?
Our Lord,
他一生最高一个点在什么时候啊?
What is the climax of his life?
是他叫瞎子看见的时候吗?
Is it when he opened up the eyes of the blind?
那当然是很荣耀了。
Of course it is glorious.
他叫这个大麻风得洁净吗?
Is it when he healed the leper?
那当然只是很荣耀的时候了。
Of course it's glorious.
是他叫拉撒路从死里复活的时候吗？
Is it when he caused Lazarus to be resurrected?
那当然这是很荣耀的时候了。
Of course, this is also glorious.
那是不是我们主在变化山上的时候呢？
Or is it at the Mount of Transfiguration?
当然主在变化山上也是他最荣耀的时候了。
And of course, that was the Lord's most glorious moment there.
但我们知道。
But yet we know.
在神看起来。
That when God looks at this,
主在地上33年半的生活,
that in the Lord Jesus' life of 33 and a half years,
他最高最高那个点,
the highest point of his life,
是我们主挂在十字架上的时候,
it's when he hung upon that cross.
是他说, 神啊, 不要照我的意思, 要照你的意思。
It is the time when he said to his father, not my will but yours.
你要怎么做, 你就做在我的身上。
Whatever you hope to accomplish, do it in me.
你为我预备了身体。
You prepared a body for me.
我来是照着你的旨意而行的。
I've come to do your will, oh my God.
所以主就愿意把自己挂在木头上。
And so the Lord was willing to allow himself to be hung on the cross.
担当了我们众人的罪。
And to take our heavy load of sin.
你有没有想过?
Have you ever thought about that?
原来神心意是你主耶稣在地上最高的那个点。
That's the highest point of our Lord Jesus' life.
主来到地上来到最高峰的是他愿意挂在十字架上。
That the climax of his life was when he hung on the cross.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters.
什么是我们存在的意义呢?
What is the meaning of our existence?
什么时候是你这个人活在地上最高的那个点呢?
What is the highest point of your life as you're living on this earth?
是的，进了一个最大的公司。
Is it to enter a big firm?
哎呦，很高兴啊。
Oh yes, it's wonderful.
啊，你知道这个公司聘了我了。
Well, you know, this firm wants me.
还是你的生活最高那个点说，哎呀，太好了，现在我银行里头有超过多少多少钱了。
Or is it the highest point is, oh, in my bank account there's such and such a figure?
哎呀，现在我最高点太好了，现在每个人都知道我了。
Or like, everyone knows who you are.
你知道我的照片啊，现在放在 Vancouver 身上第一个版上。
Or that my picture has been placed on the front cover of the Vancouver Sun.
还是说现在我的样子居然可以放在 Time Magazine 上面的那个 cover, 那个封面上。
Or that my face is placed on the cover of Time Magazine.
有的人说他人生最高那个点是到那个地方。
So a lot of people think that the highest point of their life is that they go to a certain destination.
如果我能够到那个地方，那已经是很高很高了。
And if I were to go to such a destination, it would be very high.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
这都是地上的。
All of this is earthly.
原来在神的眼中。
If it's in God's eyes.
你最高的那个点。
That the highest point of your life.
你在地上存在的最高峰是什么时候你愿意把自己放在神的手里
the meaning of your existence the value is greatest when you decide to place your life in God's hands
就好像我们主一样
just like our Lord Jesus
就好像那个牛那个羊一样
just like the cattle and the sheep
把自己放在祭坛上
to place themselves on the altar
主啊
Lord
我在这里
I am here
你差遣我
Send me
或许你所做的不是每个人都知道的
Perhaps the things that you do not everyone knows
不是每个人都能够看见的
Not everyone can see it
不是每个人都能够做一些属灵的伟人给人家看见
And not that every spiritual thing you do is seen
问题不在外面
The problem is not about the outside
问题在你里头
The question is, it's within.
你怎么样在神面前存怎么样的心?
What kind of heart do you have before the Lord?
保罗怎么说呢?
What did Paul say?
他说我用神的慈悲劝你们。
Paul says, by the mercies of God.
这是爱的故事。
This is a story of love.
你知道当两个人结婚的时候
Do you know that when two people get married?
我们都喜欢看人结婚哦。
Oh, we love seeing people getting married.
那其实那个时候我当然我结婚现在回想起来有很多话现在那个时候有事不太清楚的。
And so, to talk about my own marriage when I looked back, some things I'm not clear anymore.
因为你知道那个时候他问很多一个男的一个女的哈，手牵着手站在这里。
And when the man and the woman, when they holding hands and stand before each other.
然后男人讲哪段话很要命的哈。
And so to have them to hear a whole passage, it's very difficult.
那个时候迷迷糊糊的，我说 I do.
At that time, in confusion, and I just say, oh, I do.
其实我讲这个 I do 的时候啊，我这其实我也不顾一切就说了。
Because at that time when I say I do, I don't really think about it anymore.
明天再留一听，什么疾病啦，什么什么痛苦啦，什么你永远跟他在一起的。
So, in sickness, in health, in suffering, you'll want to be with that.
他有钱跟他在一起，你没钱跟他在一起，哦，这个这段话你想想看，哎呦不容易。
In wealth or in poverty, you want to be with them. Now, these aren't easy things.
嗯，我们快就有的听了哈。
And so, who will soon hear this?
快要有人结婚，你这可以再听到几段话了。
And when someone is getting married soon, so you'll be able to hear this.
哎呦，你听几段话不容易啊。
So when you hear this, it's not easy.
结个教徒是很大的教徒啊。
And so this is a great thing.
不过还好。
But yet, even better.
你可以说我不愿意。
You can say I'm not willing.
你不一定说 I do 的。
You don't have to say I do.
如果你不愿意，就什么都没有了。
And if you don't want it, it's all over.
当你说 I do 的时候
，When you say I do，
就是好像那时候，我看着我的太太啊，哎呀，什么都可以的 ，I do.
When I looked at my wife, everything was possible, so I said I do.
当然，背后的代价多少，我其实没有算清楚。
And all the costs, I never counted it.
不，我心实在爱她。
Of course, I do love her.
所以我就说可以。
So I said yes.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我不是说做基督徒的路一帆风顺。
I'm not saying that as a Christian it is an easy life.
我不是说你做了基督徒，神在你身上就放下你完全不管。
I'm not saying that the Lord is going to let you live your life by yourself.
我们如果真的愿意跟随主，
and if we're really willing to follow our Lord,
在我们前头有很多路我们要走的。
and before us there are many paths that we need to travel.
当你愿意把自己当活祭一样献给主的时候，
and when you are willing to be a living sacrifice for the Lord,
你要发觉你的路走起来有很多是你好像你不愿意走的。
you will discover that the paths in front of you, many of them you're unwilling to walk.
但神从来不勉强我们。
Yet the Lord never forces us.
所以在这里，保罗才说：“我用神的慈悲来劝你们。”
Therefore, Paul says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God."
今天我是同样来劝弟兄姊妹。
Today, in the same way, I beseech you too, brothers and sisters.
是因为主的爱。
It is all because of His love.
他将爱我们。
Because He loves us in such a way.
我们本来是属于他的。
That originally we belong to Him.
我们听他话不是应该的吗？
Shouldn't we? It isn't already a given that we obey His words.
我们是他所做的。
We are created by Him.
我们有生命气息都是因为他。
We have life and breath all because of Him.
我能够走到这里，能够走到哪里，不是神给我的怜悯吗？
If I can go here or there, isn't this by the Lord's mercy?
年轻人，你不知道。
Young people, you do not know.
你慢慢年纪大，你就知道了。
When you grow older, you'll realize.
我去看一些弟兄姊妹。
When I go and see some brothers and sisters,
他告诉我，
and they tell me,
他说我能够自己上厕所，都是神的恩典啊。
That the fact that I'm able to go independently to the washroom, it is God's grace.
我们从来没有想过。
We've never thought about that.
我爸爸生病的时候，
when my father was sick,
他坐在轮椅上，
he was sitting in a wheelchair.
他连上个厕所，
and he had a hard time going to the washroom.
还需要两个人缠着他。
He needed two people to prop him up.
平常我们上厕所那么简单。
It's so easy for us to go to the washroom.
但你要知道，如果不是神的怜悯。
But do you know that if it were not God's mercy?
不是神扶着我们。
If it's not God supporting us.
你最简单的事情。
That even the simplest act.
你以为这是理所当然，一定没问题的事情。
You think, oh, this is for granted that I can do this.
不一定啊。
Not exactly.
你说什么？
Brothers and sisters.
主将爱我们。
The Lord loves us.
主将保守我们。
And He keeps us.
我们不应该 来过一个奉献给他的生活吗？
Should we not live a life as a living sacrifice?
主不是要你死。
The Lord does not just want you to die.
如果我们是个活死人，我们自己没有选择，就好像神手摆给你就摆给你，摆哪里就摆哪里，这不是神所要的。
The Lord does not want a living dead person that whatever action, you know, we just follow blindly.
神要我们活着。
He wants us to live.
我们可以选择。
That we choose.
我们有思想。
That we have thought.
我们有爱。
We have love.
我们有感情。
We have emotion.
我们懂得分析。
We are able to discern.
但经过这一切以后。
But after all this.
我们决定说，神你要什么，我要什么。
We decide that whatever you want, God, I want.
哦，这是最有意思了。
This is most meaningful.
我先不要。
I don't want this.
主说我要。
The Lord says I want this.
我的脚要走这里。
My feet want to go here.
主说我要你走这里。
The Lord says I want you to walk here.
你可以走那边的。
You can go to the other
side. 你可以爱这个的。
You can love this.
你可以看这个东西。
You can look at this.
你可以摸这个东西。
You can touch this.
因为身体你可以用它。
Because you can use your body.
这是你的身体。
This is your body.
But we thank the Lord. 如果你愿意说，我把我的身体交给主。
If you're willing and say, I place my body in your hands, Lord.
在香港。
In Hong Kong.
有个孩子。
There is a child.
他要在身上看见这个女孩啊，在身上弄了这个叫纹身这个。
Tattoo.
他弄一个什么在他身上。
There was this young child who had a tattoo on her body.
他不是插我的哈，就是我不知道了，反正十几岁。
Or a teenager.
他妈妈说。
So her mom says.
哎呀，你不要弄了。
Don't do such a thing.
你不要把这个弄脏啊。
Don't make this dirty.
因为你弄上去就洗不掉了。
Because when you place such a tattoo on your body, you cannot wash it off.
他说我不是放在这里，不是放在这个什么，哎呀。反正这个背后，哎呀，我不知道，他反正放在背后不是一般人能够看到的地方。
So she just placed it somewhere in her backside that was difficult to see.
那妈妈说你不要弄了。
So the mom says, don't do that anymore.
她说她要弄。
She said, I want to do it.
然后她最后跟妈妈说。
So she said to her mom later.
其实我的身体。
It is my body.
我喜欢做就做。
Whatever I want to do, I'm going to do it.
其实妈妈拿她没办法。
So the mom did not have a choice anymore.
他就去做了一个。
So she went and got a tattoo.
这是他的身体。
It was her body.
他妈妈也管不了。
And her mom could not control her.
他所以做了一个东西在他的背后。
So she had this tattoo on her back.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是你的身体对吗？
Is this your body?
但你要你的身体怎么样？
How do you want your body to be?
哎呀，我不要把属灵的话讲得太高太高太高。
We do not need to speak on very high spiritual concepts.
你要我讲很深的道理，我会讲一点。
If you want me to speak on deeper doctrine, I can tell you a little bit.
但回到最最最基本最基本的。
But when we return to the most basic.
你的身体。
Your body.
你能够用的身体。
The body that you're able to use.
你用在什么地方
？Where have you used it?
当你把你的身体跟神的旨意连在一起的时候
，Of course, when you allow your body to be connected with God's will,
那就是活祭的生活了。
This is the life of a living sacrifice.
圣经给我们一个教导。
The Bible teaches us.
要抓住时间。
We need to redeem the time.
能够为主活的时间，很多时候不在我们的手里。
In order to live for the Lord, we don't have a lot of time.
主说这个时候你要把自己献上，如果你不献，搞不好这个机会就过去了。
The Lord says for such a time as this you need to offer yourself up, otherwise it cannot be done.
你要知道吗？
Do you know?
很多时候主啊，这个事情不听，下回我听你的。
We say, Lord, I'm not going to listen to you now, but maybe later.
我再下回我再听你的。
Or the next time I'll listen to you.
因为我自己都是这样。
I'm like that sometimes.
啊，主啊，这个不要了，我们下回我再听吧。
Lord, I don't want this. Next time, I'll listen to you.
不一定啊，弟兄姊妹。
It's not for certain.
我有很多这样失败的经历。
I have many failures.
主说传福音给他。
The Lord says, preach the gospel to them.
把福音告诉他。
preach the gospel to them.
我说主啊，这个人好难哦。
Oh, that person's so hard, Lord.
不容易啊。
It's not easy.
这个人还能信主吗？
Can that person believe in?
这个是坏透的人。
This person is so terrible.
我没有讲。
So I never preached.
我再没有机会讲了。
So I had no more opportunity.
过了。
The opportunity passed.
再走不回头了。
And so I cannot return to it.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你把自己献上，要抓住时间，抓住机会来献上的。
When you offer yourself as a sacrifice, you need to redeem the time.
我们很熟的五饼二鱼的故事。
We all know about the five loaves and the two fish.
你今天早上不要把这个故事详细来跟你们说。
And so I do not need to go in detail or depth about the story.
我只是告诉那个小孩子。
And so I was thinking about that young boy.
比你们都小吧
？Younger than you, perhaps.
对吧
？Right.
那天他妈妈给他带了一个 lunchbox.
And that day, mom gave him a lunchbox.
他说：“孩子，你出去，我就给一个午餐盒给你。
”He says, "So if you're going out today, I'm going to give you a lunchbox."
一个就是五个饼，两条鱼。
There are five loaves and two fish.
当这个孩子听见主耶稣有需要的时候。
When this child heard that the Lord had a need.
主耶稣这个孩子听见耶稣说到底有没有中间有没有人要带吃的
And so when the Lord looked around, is there anyone who had food?
这孩子没有想哎呦我五个饼两条鱼太小了
The child never thought, oh, this is so insignificant to have just five loaves and two fish.
这个是我妈妈给我的午餐我吃了就我自己就饱了就是那么少的一点东西小的东西
The lunch that my mom has given me, it's a small thing.
他不是这样想
He never thought that way.
我小孩子这样可爱
Such a wonderful child.
他就跑了就是说我说我就有这个我给你
So ran up to the disciple and said, I have this.
或许其他人也带一些更多的，也说不定。
And perhaps many other people had other things, but you don't know.
他想，哎呀，这恐怕是太小了。
They might think, oh, this is very insignificant.
那说，哎呀，这个大概主用不着了。
Or perhaps the Lord cannot use this.
哎呀，主这个，他就想，哎呀，这个需要太大了，我这个五个饼两条鱼要管什么用呢
？Or this need is so great.How can five loaves and two fish do anything?
但这个小孩不同。
But yet this child was different.
他就把五个饼两条鱼拿出来。
He took the five loaves and two fish and offered it.
那这个故事的结果不用我说你们都知道。
And so the ending of the story you do not need me to say, you should know already.
我亲爱的青年人。
My dear brothers and sisters.
你手上有多少
？In your hands, how much is there?
我们不是很有大的恩赐。
We may not have a lot of gifts.
或许你有的时候人家跟你说你讲话都讲不清楚。
Or perhaps people say when you speak, you're muttering.
你知道吗
？Do you know?
我年轻的时候。
When I was young.
人家说千万不要听郭定强唱歌。
People said, oh, don't ever listen to Brother Kwok sing.
他是走调大王。
He always sings off key.
你千万不要听他唱歌。
Oh, don't listen to him sing.
聚会的时候我唱是人家说，哎呀，你就拜托你不要唱那么大声了。
And so people next to me when I was in meetings said, don't sing so loudly.
真的
？Really？
不骗你。
I'm not kidding.
但我后来我对主有个心说。
And so yet I had this heart before the Lord.
主，如果我可以领诗的话。
I said, Lord, if I can lead songs.
好不好？你帮我。
Can you help me?
当然今天我嗓子还是很糟糕。
And of course, when I think about it, it was very,
My voice is too bad.
When I think about my voice, it was very terrible.
但感谢主，现在我能唱一点歌。
That I was able to sing some.
不是我有什么好。
It's not because I am good.
是我愿意在神面前有一点点的心。
It's because I was willing and I had this small desire before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你是神特特的造的。
You are custom made by God.
神在你身上有荣耀的心意。
And God has a glorious purpose in your life.
神放在你里头每一个特质都跟神的心意发生关系的。
And that every special thing that happens in your life is connected to the Lord.
你要把它用在什么地方呢
？How are you going to use your body?
你要你的身，你生存的最高点。在什么地方
What do you want the highest point of your life to be in?
我们看教会历史有太多这样的故事。
And when we look, sorry.
一些教会历史有很多这样的故事。
And when we see in church history, there's so many of these stories.
英国有个很有名的传道人。
There's a very famous preacher in England.
他叫 George Whitefield.
His name was George Whitefield.
我想你们都知道他。
I believe you know who he is.
他是神大用的仆人。
He was used greatly by God.
他进了最好的大学。
He entered the greatest university.
他有最好的口才。
He had the best eloquence.
有很多时候人家说听他讲道真的好听啊。
And so when people listen to him preach, they thought, oh, such a good message.
他讲得非常的好。
And he was such an eloquent preacher.
他的一生。
And his whole life.
他就一直来传主的福音。
He preached God's word.
到不同的地方来传。
And he preached in different places.
那个时候没有扩音机。
At that time, there were no loudspeakers.
他站在教外大声的喊叫。
And so he just stood in the outside and he raised his voice.
然后把叫一千人、五千人、一万人能够听见他的副教的声音。
Whether it's 1,000, 5,000, or 10,000 people will be able to hear his voice.
我们看他的传记。
When we can see his biography.
他说每一次他传福音的时候。
Every time he preached the gospel.
他都是流着眼泪。
He preached in tears.
人家就跟他说,
and so people said to him,
so Whitefield 弟兄啊,
Brother Whitefield,
你何必这样感性呢?
Why do you need to be so emotional?
你不用哭啊,
you don't need to cry.
他说不行啊,
he says no.
他的灵魂快要下地狱了。
Their spirits are ready to perish in hell.
如果他再没有听到福音怎么办呢?
If they do not hear the gospel, what can we do?
如果听完我结堂道以后他再没有机会听那怎么办呢?
Now after they hear the gospel this time and they cannot hear it any longer, what can we do?
每次他去讲道的时候
Every time he preached the gospel,
他都把自己完全的倾倒出来。
He poured out himself completely.
有一次
There's one time
他讲完以后
After he finished speaking
他快讲完
And he was almost finished preaching
他感觉他已经没有力量
He recognized he had no more strength
他发觉他已经没有体力再讲下去
He felt that he did not have any more strength to preach on
他讲完以后
So after he finished preaching
主咒把他接去了
The Lord took him into his kingdom
他死的时候
When he died
才五十六岁。
He was only 56.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
人生不在于长短。
Life is not about length.
是在于你能够在主手里，主能够用你多少。
It is how much are you being used by the Lord as you're placed in His hands.
我神说，我可以差遣谁呢
？God says, "Whom shall I send?"
谁肯为我？
Who will go for us?
你愿意吗?
Are you willing?
以赛亚答应说, 主啊, 我在这里。
Isaiah responded and says, Lord, here I am.
差遣我吧。
Send me.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你的服事不一定是人外面所看的。
Your service is not necessarily an external thing.
但你要在神面前讲说。
But before the Lord, you need to say,
主，我在这里，你差遣我。
Lord, here I am, send me.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们把这样简单的话托在你的手中。
Lord, we place these simple words into your hands.
如果你能够用的话。
If you're able to use it.
主，你就改变坐在你跟前每一个孩子。
And you change every one of your children here.
主，我们的一生是给你数算的。
Lord, our whole life is measured by you.
我们身体的活动主就是你要我们所有的活动
The activities of our body may it be your desire
因为你是要我们把身体献上当作活祭
Because you've asked us to offer our bodies as living sacrifices
主我们就献上了
Lord so we offer
求你来悦纳我们
May you come and support us
祷告靠主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name
Amen,
Amen.